You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? No. It's no. John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. All right, well.
I guess we're ready now.
I guess we're just going to have to throw this thing together and see what happens.
And away we go.
Yeah, well.
Good morning.
All right. Hey, good morning to you, Gordy Young.
Thank you, John Peterson.
And Dom Lee is our engineer and producer.
Dominic, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Well, so far, it's been kind of a shambles, but we're trying to pull it together if we can.
How has it been a shambles? What's been so shambles?
Well, here's the thing. You know, it's always a challenge to get the microphones to balance on these on this tower of books.
And the webcam on the styrofoam, you know?
Yeah, the webcam on the styrofoam chunk that we have, you know, over there on the table.
I go around the station, you know, telling people this is a major market radio station right here. So we have this stack of books, and
you know, I don't
what
I don't mind the books so much. It's just that every day they're kind of rearranged. You know,
yeah.
I don't know why they have to be rearranged. You know, I guess because DJs are different height.
Well, we could have staff here,
but it's really
checking them out and, you know, reading during the day.
Well, I blame Todd Alba. Because he comes in and he has to move.
Yeah.
That gets moved over here. This gets moved over there.
Todd.
Everything he rearranges.
What's with that guy?
He probably says the same thing when he comes in. It's like, why do John and Gordy have to rearrange everything? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Why do they use two mics? Why don't they just use one?
Oh, good morning. And happy Tuesday.
I think so.
July 8th. Yeah.
Yeah.
The sunshine this morning.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Wow.
Another beautiful morning.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And pretty low humidity. It's going to be warming up to a high near 80 today. And we might see a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Yeah.
Should I check your
Samsung WMDX watch.
Yeah, I'll check.
And did it rain last night? I don't remember.
Yeah, we got some sprinkles.
65.
Rain. Yeah.
65. Currently 82 is a predicted high. And
what time is sunset?
Low tonight is around 65. So, oh yeah, you haven't asked that in a long time.
I know. Well, I'm very worried about the sunset.
Sunset, believe it or not, it's, yeah.
What?
It's up there. 8:38 is the sunset.
Amazing, isn't it?
Time.
Yeah.
Set your watches to.
Okay. We'll look for that. That's good. A little bit later on, we'll be talking to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society, get the latest from her and find out about some pets that are up for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be talking with Jim from Madison Hearing Aid Center in our 7 o'clock hour, and get caught up with them, with Jim and Sarah. Right?
Well, that's good. Yes.
I think I'm not sure if both of them are coming in or just Jim. But in any case, they'll
Jim
be here.
Sarah, yeah.
They'll be here from Madison Hearing Aid Center.
All right.
Great place. So, did you have a good day yesterday?
I did. Yeah. Oh, man, did I have a good day yesterday.
I didn't get the lawn mowed, unfortunately.
Oh, you didn't? What the hell were you doing, man? You said you were out
like,
and about.
I was thinking about it, and then I thought, well, why should I mow the lawn on my birthday? I really shouldn't do it. I shouldn't strain myself. I just relax.
You rewarded yourself.
Just take
yourself.
It easy.
I did.
I rewarded myself.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
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 What did you do?
Well, I went and looked at
you were looking for cars.
Electric vehicles.
You texted me at one point.
Yes.
And I
went out and I was shopping for an EV.
Yeah.
And I am completely unfamiliar with EVs. I've never driven one. I haven't been in one. I haven't been in a modern car in thousands of years. You know, I went home after looking at the CV. I took it out for a test drive.
Yeah.
And I told my wife, I said, well, welcome to the Stone Age family here. You
know? Really?
Man, I'm telling you. I mean, cars and vehicles. Oh.
Did you test it out?
Did you
drive a couple?
I didn't realize that vehicles were this advanced. I felt like I was in some kind of a Jetson episode. You know, it was truly an unbelievable experience.
No kidding. Well, really, is it that much different?
You have
a hybrid, right? And you've had a hybrid for a long time.
But it really doesn't matter. When you hit the accelerator.
Yeah? What happens?
It's immediate. There's no pause. There's no time for the cylinders to get up its energy.
No.
It just goes, and it is so smooth, and it's so quiet. Mm. And I tried a Kia.
Okay.
And it was just so perfect. The ride was stiff. And I could corner at 80 miles per hour. The salesman didn't like that. But you have to test these things.
Yeah, Kias are nice.
Oh, it's
I like Kias.
It was gorgeous. You know, it was a black Kia, and it's just wow. And I the thing is, you want to kind of get in on the rebate. I mentioned this
yesterday.
Yeah, well, I did mention it sometime yesterday. It all just fades. Oh no, it was with Pat Kreitlow. I don't think anybody else caught it.
Yeah,
but I read a story where the best kind of used car to get right now is an EV because they're very low priced. They're lease cars. They have very low mileage.
Right.
And they're actually less expensive than gas cars, used cars. So I went out and I looked, and man, it's gorgeous. Absolutely. I'm sold on it.
Yeah.
Sadly, I have certificates of deposit with all my money.
Well,
and I'm wondering how am I going to get those? How am I going to get at least one of those out? This would be my comic book money.
Mm.
But I'm thinking a modern car with all the conveniences, with all the warning systems in place. You know, it tells you, pedestrian is walking. The car in front of you stops. You stop automatically. I was fascinated by the button on the console. It was like automatic parking. And
oh, really?
Wow.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Automatic parking.
Sure.
It just kind of lifts you up and then drops you into
the
space.
Did you try it?
No.
It's too risky. It's too scary, I feel like.
Were you with the salesperson in the car?
I was, yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did they guide you through the handling of things?
Well, he showed me what
the right buttons
were. Yeah. He told me what they did and which one to hit next. I was a little offended. He told me to put the blinker on. I like to surprise other drivers.
All right. So you're close to making a purchase, do you think? Or are you just getting started?
Well, I love this car so much. And here's the other thing. What I'm looking for is an all-wheel drive because we have winters up here.
Oh, yeah.
They have front wheel, rear wheel, and all-wheel drive. And I really want the all-wheel. And this is all-wheel, so I'm really kind of hot on this first car I see I want to buy.
And does it have a huge tablet in the middle, in the dead center?
No, actually, it doesn't have the tablet. It has a very, very smooth dashboard screen, it's sectioned into two, but it's absolutely gorgeous. I don't remember seeing that when I was on Car Guru, which is, the app I check out all these cars with. I mean, you can find out, what's a good deal, an average deal, or a bad deal from there. You have to go there. It's the best car app, because the other ones kind of throw you into new car dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
But this car, this one really does look at used cars from a personal point of view and dealerships as well, and so, combined.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah, it's really
keep
great.
Us posted on
well,
the progress
I will,
of that.
I will keep you posted on
really want to know.
Yeah, I know.
When you're
everybody
ready to
cares,
pull the
right? But I'm just telling you, cars have made amazing advances, and I know there are people out there saying, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my third one. I trade in every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dom, how was your day and evening?
Yeah.
It was busy.
It was kind of boring, honestly. Yeah. I just took a nap. But I know tonight it's not going to be boring. I'm going line dancing.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
You should You're going John's line dancing.
I'm going line dancing, where, yeah.
Sounds awful.
Some country music bar? Where are you going?
I could not tell you. My roommate is just gonna bring me and bring my girlfriend and I. We're going to go there.
Do you have a cowboy hat?
I do have a and cowboy boots. Do you? So, you know, this is do perfect.
You? Yeah. No, seriously.
You got to take a picture.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't ever wear them except for this this one reason, okay? I'm not going to wear it to work one day, but.
Thank God.
You know. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, there's a problem with that because, you know, guys don't necessarily catch on to the new dance steps quickly enough.
That's going to scare me. I don't think I'm going to do that good tonight. I don't think I'm going to do that good at all. But
so you're going with your girlfriend, Isabella?
Correct. Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
And another
does
person?
Does she?
Roommate.
And yeah, roommate as well.
Does she know how to line dance?
She knows how to dance, so it's better
course,
than me.
Of course they do.
Yeah, right? I'm going to take two steps, and I'm going to lose where I'm going. So,
but you have to pick up on the dance steps and the and what dance step
slide,
follows the other
turning.
Dance
I don't,
step.
Yeah, how do people even know how to do that?
Men can't do that, you know, so turn in your man card if you do, if you do well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right. Let us know how that goes.
Okay,
tomorrow.
We'll do. We'll do. I'll talk about it.
Is it time for the award-winning game show, Would You Rather? I got the name right this
did,
time.
It's
Would You Rather?
Time.
We forgot to do this
All right,
yesterday.
Here we go.
Yep, it's
here
always time.
Okay. We got the music?
Yes, we got the music. All right. So first question. Would you rather have an extra arm or an extra leg? Which one would you rather have? Got to choose one.
Well, I could answer that.
This is a terrible question.
I don't want to answer. You know, I've always.
Next question.
Okay. All right. I think I had an idea of what's going on here. Okay.
Well, you know, I've been told.
Next question.
Okay.
Do it. Just do it.
All right. Second question. For this question, you'll be. I can't even say what I need to say. You'll be locked in a room full of spiders for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Would you rather have the lights on or off?
Well, on.
On.
So
yeah.
I can run around. And
I don't even. I want them off. I don't want to see them. I don't even want to.
No, they'll be all over you. You will die. So no, you want to see them and smash them.
Right.
But if it's a room full of them, you know, it'd be scary.
Catherine throws in her two cents every once in a while.
Idiots.
Yeah. Hey, you can blame Dom. He really came up with
the
question.
Well, you know.
It's your fault.
I didn't think the question would turn to that. Okay, last and final question. We got about a minute and a half. All right.
Okay.
Would you rather spend an hour going back in time to observe the dinosaurs? And you can pick the time period.
Okay.
Or would you want to spend an hour on another planet? This one's a lot. This one's a little tricky.
No, I'd want to
see
the
dinosaurs.
I thought
you were going to go into the future.
I want to see the dinosaurs too. Yep. I agree.
I would go to another planet.
I don't think there's anything on the other planet. So
Mars has
boring.
Water.
Boring. All right.
Yeah.
You got another one?
I'm done.
That's it.
Just three. That's three.
That's enough.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Because that first one was something else.
That was good.
Okay. Coming up, we've got Idiocracy.
You know, anytime you can get a reaction from Catherine like that, you
it
know
must
we're
be
doing
good.
Well.
It must be good. Okay. Coming up, we'll talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society, find out some pets that are up for adoption, and a whole lot more coming up.
Yeah,
we're just getting going on this Tuesday morning. John and Gordy in the morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now let's hear about John Peterson on 92 FM, babe. He works with a guy named Gordy Young. They spin him the way you want to hear them. Could it be that 92 FM was made for you and me? Now every morning
Hey, now.
Yeah.
They get you rolling.
Boom, rolling.
Playing songs help you make it through your day.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Oh, the station is right on, babe.
Right on, babe.
92 FM keeps rocking this way.
Okay, take it home.
Johnny Peterson.
Johnny.
You can't lose. Look out for Gordy Young.
Look out.
You can't go wrong. Keep that dial right on 92, babe.
Yeah.
With the greatest sound.
Big finish now, big finish.
Yep.
That keep rocking this time.
Thank you, Russ. Oh, that was so good. Russ.
Look out for 92 FM, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Russ Laniello. He was a great one.
You know, it's always good not to listen to the first 15 minutes of the show. It's absolute chaos.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we're just getting warmed up. That's it.
Well, that's true. Know, that's true.
That's all we're doing. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering fast and flexible hearing aid appointments. Others have long wait times. They can get you right in. They help people change their lives. The number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving quality of life through better hearing. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They'll get you started there with a free hearing test, and you can make an appointment. Madison Hearing Aid Center. We'll talk to Jim a little bit later on in the show.
We indeed will do that.
Jim and Sarah do a terrific job there.
You got to kind of wondering why Netanyahu would nominate Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, he's always wanted one, and you know who better to get nominated by than Bibi Netanyahu?
Your very good friend. Oh my gosh, this is just outrageous! You know, obviously you want something, or you know, is indebted to him, and you know what a kiss up. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So obvious.
Well, that's the big news, though. He nominated President Trump for Nobel Peace Prize.
What if he gets one?
God.
Would have to be gold-plated.
Well, I thought he was going to end all these wars right away. First day, you know. That's what we heard. That's what he said.
You know, it's something that not a lot of people who negotiate with other countries has realized, that it's difficult to negotiate with them.
Yeah.
You know, when he said that, well, you know, it's not easy talking to Putin about these things. It's not easy to negotiate a peace between Iran and Israel. It's just not easy, working with these people. Oh, well.
But wait.
What an insight.
He was president before. He had 4 years.
Oh, yeah,
before. He had a term before Biden, and why didn't he figure it out then?
Good point. He already knew, right? He's an experienced president.
It's not easy.
No. It's not easy working with them.
Oh, well.
No kidding. No. I guess he wouldn't have made those promises then, right?
Apparently, shouldn't have.
The thing is, there would be peace in the world if Trump were president. We heard it over and over and over again during the Biden administration. Mm. And now, as we're experiencing Trump as the president, it ain't happening. It hasn't happened. And I guess the megas aren't bringing it up very often, like CJ or my mega friend in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Never bring this stuff up.
No.
No.
Kind of gotten worse.
Of course, then.
Not better.
And then the surprise announcement. Mm. You know, Pam Bondi is the second biggest liar in the administration. And that's saying a lot. You know, Trump he's never told the truth.
Nobody can
in the
top
last
him.
8 years. But okay, here it is. Now that Jeffrey Epstein list,
the Epstein
doesn't
files.
Exist.
Yeah. But she said they were sitting right on his right on her desk.
And she even said that it's quite the list.
Yeah, it's quite the list. Yeah, but now It doesn't exist.
No, there is no list.
No list.
No list.
She made a mistake.
No pictures.
Apparently not.
No. And a lot of people have seen those pictures.
Apparently. They have.
Who's the reporter, editor at Esquire? Anyway, he came out and he said that there are pictures. There is a list.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen them.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Now, but they promised they were going to reveal these files before. Yeah. Pam Bondi said they were
somehow,
put them
somewhere
out.
Along the way, they may have lost them or they may have been mistaken. Oh. You know, it was another sheet, another list.
It was a different list.
It was okay. A Christmas list that they had, and they accidentally thought it was something else. Mm. That must be it.
Yeah. Again,
I don't know how these things can just, you know, float
they just
by.
Changed.
They let it happen, and the media just moves right on because they've got another story, another disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now we're looking at what's happening in Texas, and a lot of people are pointing fingers this way and that.
Right. Well, they let go of all those meteorologists, you know, just a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And what happened? Well, there wasn't anybody to warn anybody.
That's right. That's right.
For 4 or 5 hours. The flood was ongoing overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, the warnings didn't go out.
And then Ted Cruz was on I believe it, a European vacation.
He went to Greece. Somewhere, and he didn't come back. He heard about the flood. He just decided to stay where he was.
Well, he came back, but not eventually. Not quick enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always, hey, back at you. If you're going to complain about everybody else being on vacation and suddenly disasters happen while they're on vacations and you whine and complain about it, back at you.
Mm-hmm. It is 6:29. We'll come back with Idiocracy next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Human evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence, with no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh my God!
There is a place without boundaries, a place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, we got dumb today.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for Idiocracy.
Yes.
But first, let me mention that this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. They've got a sale going on right now on adjustable bases, adjustable frames.
Yes.
Yep. You can transform your bedroom into a haven of relaxation, John Peterson.
That's what I would say.
Adjustable bases, they are now available at unbelievable discounts of 30% to 50% off at Verlo Mattress, east side and west side here in Madison. You can enjoy sweet dreams at sweeter prices. They have some mattress discounts as well. In fact, you can save up to $250 off their most luxurious mattress at Verlo Mattress.
Mm-hmm.
So get in there because this is a limited sale. And you'll want to check it out. Verlo, East Side or West Side, go to verlo.com for more information.
All right.
Okay, Idiocracy.
Yes.
Here we come.
I mentioned my mega friend in Milwaukee. He sent me a video yesterday from X, and it was apparently some kind of gangland war out on somebody's deck. They were having a party, a lot of people on that deck, and everybody ducked and covered as everybody was, like, you know, firing away at each other.
Yeah,
people were freaked out. It was crazy. I just casually looked at it because it's so disturbing. And I texted back to him and I said, this is what guns bring to society.
Yeah.
You know, I think this was a scorching indictment of that. And he wrote back. He's a born-again religious guy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they all are. You know, they've had very sinful lives, and they've had to go back on it because now they're megas. But anyway, he wrote this. It's never the guns. It's the heart of man. And he has been saying that for years and years. It's not the guns. It's the people that are firing them. Okay. Now here's the thing. And I thought of this after I read that. I thought, wait a minute. So you want to put the cart head of the horse in this one, right? Why not? See, he's suggesting that if you just change the heart of man, it's okay, then guns will be fine. Why not do that first, right? Take the guns away.
Yeah.
Change the heart of man first, and then give them the guns. But he instead wants to keep the guns out there,
right?
Give them the guns, but then try to change each and every heart out there to make sure that they're using the guns in a proper way.
Well, if you're going to a party, do you really need to bring your gun?
Well, nowadays, it's the only way you can make your point.
Just everybody, we're living in the Wild West.
Show off.
Boom. Yeah.
Just Wild West.
Aim okay. Okay, speaking of guns. I've got a story about Marjorie Taylor Greene giving away her rifle.
Okay.
And that's what I'm leading into. But first, you know, all Joe always has something very good for the show here. Joe, welcome to the John and Gordy in the Morning program.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, let me just. Here's a little comment on the upside-down world that we live in. You were talking about Ted Cruz previously. Yeah. There's a wonderful article in The Guardian about not only was he traipsing around Greece and as this event was happening in his backyard, he had this wonderful line where he finally got home on Monday and he said, "The fact that you girls asleep in their cabins when floodwaters are rising, something went wrong there. We got to fix that. We have to have a better system of warnings to get kids out of harm's way." Note also that Ted Cruz specifically in the big bill before he went on vacation, he got a $150 million fund that would accelerate advances and improvements in observation systems, modeling, forecasting, taken out of the budget.
Oh, yeah.
So $150 million to do what he was just talking about. He was responsible for eliminating somebody who's taking care of his state. So, again, just another chapter in upside down world.
It is really
the world we're in. Yes.
Yeah.
And All right.
Thank you. And the thing is, they could have done this a long time ago, a real long time ago. Flash flooding. They always say, "Well, you know, it's a 100-year flood."
Right.
And they keep saying that.
Yes.
We've had a number of those.
Yes.
So, end of discussion. Put some warning system in there. They didn't have a warning system to specifically warn these campers to leave the premises, to go. And, you know, they're right on the river. And it overflowed and swept their entire camp away. And it was just devastating.
Was
just
awful.
The pictures are just awful.
Yeah. All the video that's out there now. It's horrible.
See, it's always, and then they blame Biden. You know, Trump blamed Biden. We played that cut yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, it's Biden set this up. I have no idea what that means. But what do you mean you set it up?
Make any sense at all.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was giving away a rifle.
And you know, why?
Everything she says in this clip is ridiculous and nonsense, and it's part of the nonsense world that the megas live in. Listen to this.
America's the greatest country in the world, and I fight the nasty America Last Democrats in Washington to keep it that way.
Huh?
I fight against gun control. Open borders.
You're the reason we should have gun control.
The trans agenda coming for your kids and women's sports.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And I blow away the reckless government spending on my DOGE subcommittee. Under Joe Biden, Democrats gave away trillions to illegal aliens, the Green New Scam, and their NGO deep state friends to destroy our country. But America elected Donald Trump, and now I'm working by his side to make America great again. And we are fighting to protect our faith, families, and freedom.
Oh, you got to protect that.
So in honor of America's 250th anniversary, I'm giving away my M249 soft para to one lucky American patriot. Why enter to win this gun?
What?
Because in America, you can.
Yeah.
And I'll always fight for your right to keep and bear arms.
Yeah.
Why is she doing this?
I don't know. This is like, you know, over the top. Showing her ability to aim and shoot a rifle, I guess. Yeah, it was devastating, just unbelievable. But again, nothing. This is a manufactured world that they live in.
Yeah,
you know, where we're going to end the country. We give lots of money to illegal immigrants, mm-hmm. all of this stuff. It's just, you know, mm-hmm. just fantasy.
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
At all.
No, it really doesn't.
I don't know what the upside is to that at all.
But now somebody's not, I believe somebody's a gun owner now.
okay.
All right. Scott Bessent, he's out there. He's talking, barely talking. I've never seen a stiffer guy in my entire life than Scott Bessent, right?
Scott Bessent. Who is Scott Bessent? I'm not even sure.
Really?
Yeah. Do I know him? Is he, where is he from?
Treasury Secretary.
Oh, Treasury Secretary.
There you go.
Oh, this the guy that's always smiling.
The stiff guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, barely gets an he never expression stops, on his face.
But he always has a happy smile.
Yes, he does.
Even
he
if
does.
He's talking, you know, about horrible things.
Bessent accuses those against the $1 trillion in Medicaid cuts of infantilizing the poor and calls them alarmists. Is that true? Do you think so? In Tennessee, Medicaid is 10 care, and 1.6 million are covered by it. 310,000 are projected to lose their coverage. Most of it is aimed at those who are already working. So nice work here, Scott. You know, they've got to fill out all this paperwork. They've got to find their W-2s or the current W-2s in order to reapply every 6 months, not a year, 6 months. What about those who don't have access to the internet?
Right. Right? Yeah.
Do you find it easy to fill out forms on your phone? No. All right. So anyway, let's listen to Scott being quizzed about this.
Well, inevitably force the people who need that Medicaid coverage off the rolls?
Well, first of all, it's the Republicans are not the most vocal on this. It is a group of Democrats who unfortunately seem to think that poor people are stupid. I don't think poor people are stupid. I think they have agency. And I think to have them register twice a year for these benefits that it is not a burden. But
these
people who want
that.
To infantilize the poor and those who need these Medicaid benefits are alarmist.
No, that's not true. we're shocked that you would present something like this. But anyway, that's look, it's very difficult. We were on BadgerCare for quite a while, and you have to fill it out every year. And thank God the form was still filled out from our last time of signing up, and all you had to do is fill in the changes. Now what they want to do is they want to give you a blank page.
Yeah,
you got to go through
every
the
time.
Whole thing every time, twice a year.
Right.
That's and that's what takes people off the rolls, just continually doing something like that. Like they've got time or the internet to do it. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says Trump put rural hospitals at risk. He says work requirements are just red tape for everybody get kicked off. Let's listen to Andy Beshear.
Well, we want everybody that can work to work. And right now in Kentucky, we have the most people working, the most jobs filled, and the largest workforce in our history. And that is with our current Medicaid structure. That's because these work requirements really aren't about getting people
That's
back
right.
to work. They are about increasing the paperwork on everybody. That's the senior, because 70% of our long-term care costs are covered by Medicaid. And that's children as well, with half of Kentucky's kids covered by Medicaid. These work requirements aren't just for specific people. Everybody else has to check all the boxes saying they're not able-bodied. And what happens is when somebody misses that one box, they are kicked off for 6 months or more.
Governor.
Meaning families have to take that parent or grandparent in. It means they have to cover all those other costs. All this is more red tape meant to kick people who should get Medicaid off of Medicaid.
Governor, I just asked that very question to the Treasury Secretary about the increase in red tape, and his response is Democrats think poor people are stupid.
It's amazing. Listen, I know a lot of people on Medicaid. These are our parents with special needs children that could have never covered it otherwise. These are busy people all working two jobs already to support that child.
Yep.
And now if they miss a deadline, if they miss checking a box, look at what happens. I mean, you can lie all you want about what's in this bill, but the numbers are the numbers. The predictions by the Congressional Budget Office are there. It's going to devastate rural health care all while adding trillions of dollars to our national debt, and it's going to upend every state budget across the country. You know what's sad? Is that while Democratic governors are speaking out, we're not speaking out because we're Democrats. We're speaking out because we're supposed to be the best governors of our states that we can be. All these Republican governors that aren't saying a thing, where their rural hospitals are going to close, where they're going to see massive layoffs and people lose their coverage, that's pretty sad. You know, our jobs is to stand up for and represent our people, and I wish people would get back to that.
That's right.
It's Andy Beshear,
yeah,
Kentucky governor. Yeah.
Tell him like it is.
My daughter has two jobs,
yeah,
and she has two special needs kids, yeah, and I can tell you Badger Care, you know, has been a godsend to them and
absolutely
helped them out. But, yes, when it's time to redo it again,
yeah,
you got to start.
Start over
from scratch.
Find all the paperwork again.
You know, or if they, when she's moved and she's moved a couple of times,
can't find the stuff.
Yeah,
put it away someplace.
Put it away, or they have to refile because they've changed their address. But that's it.
That's the problem. They've done this with voting as well.
Yeah,
the way you knock people off the voter rolls.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Two mules, trains, and rain. The best is always yet to come. That's what they explain to me. Just do your thing, you'll be king. Dogs run free.
When they run free, they end up at the Humane Society, sadly.
Dogs run free, why can't we?
Huh? Yeah.
6:52.
Now, you said something about Dylan kind of just shuffling this off. It was just
the whole Nashville Skyline album. He didn't
really spend a lot of time on it.
He didn't spend a lot of time. He got a bunch of studio musicians, just went in there and went for it. It's one of his great albums.
It really is. Really a great album.
He didn't think that much of it in later years. So anyway, this portion of the show is, I know what I wanted to mention. Yeah. Sugar River Pizza Company and John and Gordy. We have teamed up. We want to give you a pizza at your workplace.
That's right.
And it's easy to enter. Just go to our website, WMDXradio.com. Win a pizza party with John and Gordy and Sugar River Pizza. They've been nominated for Best of Madison, and so have we. And because we've been nominated, we're celebrating by giving pizza parties away. If you'd like to enter, again, go to our website, WMDXradio.com. And who knows, we might draw your name and we'll come to you with the pizzas and all the fixins and have a good little pizza party right at your workplace.
Everybody's on the verge of starvation because of the Trump administration, and we're going to try to feed Madison.
We're going to do our best.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay. Now it's time for Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
You've got
some pizza.
Do you want some pizza?
Well,
all right. Sure. Well, we'll see what we can do.
We have to compete with the pets who brought it. We've got some good-looking pets this morning.
Yeah, so. You've sent us some pictures, and if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube, you can
check out the pictures.
See the pictures. Okay. So, Lisa, tell us who you have up for adoption here today.
So let's start with Pancake, because everyone likes pancakes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So Pancake is an adult female cat. She's mostly orange with white on her face, chest, stomach, and legs. She's extremely shy.
Oh.
But with patience and gently spoken words, she may slowly approach to check you out. And if she feels comfortable, she'll start asking you for pets. I was meeting with her yesterday. It was my first time. And she was at first unsure, and then slowly she approached me as I kept going, "Oh, aren't you pretty little thing? Aren't you so pretty?" And she came up and she let me pet her head, and she kept head bumping me, and then she started to purr, and she did this little dance that wasn't quite Biscuits, because she then would add a little spin to it.
Wow.
She was very cute. Such a little cutie. It just wanted more. So she can be easily overwhelmed. So she's looking for a very quiet home with a patient family who's going to give her the time she needs to feel safe and love. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, she's worth the wait.
All right.
Well, sounds good.
Sounds like any cat, really.
Hey, let me just remind everybody, I wanted to say this at the beginning of this segment, that this portion of the Dane County Humane Society and our visit with these animals that are up for adoption is brought to us by our friends at Serenity Pet Spa.
Absolutely.
Serenity Pet Spa, our sponsor of this segment. Okay. Continue, Lisa.
So then we have a dog named Cinder. Cinder is 5 years old. She's a black Labrador retriever mix who's nearly 70 pounds. Mm-hmm. She was surrendered to us in late June because her family is facing health issues. She's super friendly, sweet, and very loyal.
Yeah.
She enjoys receiving pets, but hasn't expressed a lot of interest in playing with toys. We've been told that she knows sit, down, come, and stay. Mm-hmm. She can pull a little bit on the leash, especially when she's seeing those critters running around in the wild.
Sure, okay.
Chase. So that's why we're recommending that she doesn't go to a house with cats. She may chase them. And she's lived with another dog previously and did well, so she might enjoy living with another dog in the future. Obviously, slow introductions. It also might help put her at ease when she's left alone, because she doesn't quite like that much. She's looking for a family who's going to spoil her with lots of pets and love and some adventures.
Well, those labs, they get along pretty well with almost everybody. They warm
beautiful
up you
dog.
Pretty quick. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, let's move
dog.
On to the next dog. An interesting mix here.
Yeah,
who is
this?
Yeah.
So this is Lips McGee.
Lips McGee.
Okay. Believe it or not, he's just a little baby, so he's young. He's listed as a white Chinese Shar-Pei mix, and he's got chubby little cheeks.
Yep.
Makes him look like a hamster.
Shar-Pei cheeks, he's got that.
So he was found stray in Madison a couple days before the 4th. Mm. He's very energetic because he's still a puppy. He's wiggly, he can be jumpy. But he'll sit quickly for treats. He
Excellent.
Loves treats.
Okay.
He loves to play, loves to cuddle, but he has a lot to learn. So he's looking for someone who's going to invest that time with him while also spoiling him with fun adventures and lots of love and treats.
Yeah. Well, that's perfect. Yeah.
Cute dog. Yeah. Very cute.
Interesting dog.
He is adorable.
Yeah.
Everybody loves him.
So we got Pancake, the kitty cat, and Cinder. And
the lab,
and Lips McGee. Love the name. Yeah, very cute, too. And Lisa, the best way for people to find out more?
Visit our website at giveshelter.org or stop by our shelter.
And what are your hours there at the shelter?
So today we're open from 2 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
And then we're closed on Wednesdays, but we'll be open again on Thursday at noon.
Very good. Lisa Bernard, thank you for joining us. We appreciate that, and hopefully we'll get those pets new homes real soon. Very good.
All right, Lisa, thank you.
Talk to you in a couple of weeks. That's Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society, brought to you by Serenity Pet Spa. All right, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Jim and Sarah from Madison Hearing Aid Center.
And we'll be talking about Medicare. It is about to be cut,
believe
it or not.
Plus
the big bad bill.
Oh,
well,
boy.
Trump says people don't like it because of him. It's not the bill, it's him. People don't like him.
Okay. We'll have that more when John and Gordy continues.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.